Welcome back to my creepy curiosities. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Chuckles the Clown. I'm happy to have all four of you back here with me tonight. I see you've all survived your coulrophobia. Tonight's creepy curiosity I learned about firsthand on my trek through the desert. Tonight, we will discuss the curse of the petrified forest. More than 200 million years ago, Arizona's desert was actually not a desert at all. In fact, far from it, as a lush, dense forest dominated the area, filled with huge trees. Obviously, something changed. Something perhaps sinister. Today, kiddies, the area known as Petrified Forest National Park is full of millions of year-old tree timber that time has petrified and turned smooth, almost like a rock to the touch. But in today's age of disrespect and profit, how have these pieces remained? Why haven't store owners and tourists alike taken every piece of history left like the miserable scum they are? Well, the answer, for one, is the wood is protected and it's a federal offense. But even that hasn't stopped them, though. They've tried and tried and tried again, only to return their stolen goods time after time. Why? Simple. It's cursed. Yes, you heard me correctly. It's cursed. No one can quite figure out the origin of the curse. Was it some prehistoric curse similar to the curse of the lava rock on the Hawaiian Islands? Or a curse like the curses existing on the old tombs of the pharaohs in ancient Egypt? Perhaps the curse is there because for thousands of years, the land was sacred to the native indigenous people who dwelled there. Whatever the origin, thousands and thousands agree to the reality of it. In the 1930s, visitors to the Petrified Forest began reporting an unnatural string of bad luck falling on them after thieving the little particles of Satan's lumber. Since then, there are literally thousands of these reports called conscience letters. They have arrived via mail or in person to the park. They can be found in the aptly named conscience room in a large three-ring binder and along the walls and display cases inside the Rainbow Forest Museum, which is just inside the park's south entrance. Some of these letters describe love life troubles, loss of jobs, and even health or death issues. But year after year, these letters continue to pour in from these tormented victims who should have known better. Along with the letters is usually attached the pieces of petrified wood these grubby bastards couldn't keep their damn paws off of. Unfortunately, for scientific reasons, once a piece of petrified wood is moved, it cannot go back into the park as it might falsely impact research. And because of this, there's a large pile of returned wood right outside the gate, about the size of a mid-sized car. And during my visit, I saw some of these letters. But a clown doesn't have time for pictures of letters. So I'll read you a few I found on legendsofamerica.com and badluckhotrocks.com. The first letter received by the park came in 1935 and reads, "Dear Sir, about 3 years ago, I was indirectly responsible for the removal of a small piece of petrified wood from the National Reserve Forest, and it has been in my possession since that time. You may smile at me and think me a bit foolish, but I have always been a law-abiding citizen, and it has troubled me to have something in my possession that is not mine. So I'm returning it to you under separate cover and hope it will reach you safely. And shortly thereafter, another envelope with a piece of wood came back. Now another conscience letter reads, "My life has been totally destroyed since I've been back from vacation. Please put these back so my life can get back to normal. Let me start over again." So you see, we're starting to get a little darker, a little sinister. The first man just wanted to do the right thing. The second letter tells a little bit different story. Now this third note comes from a man who had taken a rock nearly a decade earlier, and he wrote, "It was a great challenge sneaking it out of the park. Since that time, though, nothing in my life has gone right." Bad things are happening. What could be the cause of that? The next sample says, "Take these miserable rocks back and put them back. They have caused pure havoc in my love life." Well, you see, little Johnny, that's what happens when you don't obey the rules. "You're right. It's a curse to take wood from the forest," yet another reads. "My girlfriend of 3 years finished with me on the drive home. So here's your damn wood back." A little angry, it seems. A November 1980 letter reads briefly, "Here are your rocks. Nothing but trouble. Signed, Los Angeles." And from 1982, almost poetic, "This stone with misfortune abounds. To you, I am now absolved." Oh, but are you really? And lastly, for your listening pleasure, on April the 5th of 1983, a distraught wife wrote, "Please put this back so my husband can get well. I tried to keep him from taking it." He should have listened to you, distraught wife. I wonder whatever happened to him. But as I mentioned earlier, no one knows the beginning of the curse or what the exact cause is. But one thing is for certain, your conscience, your love life, and your health cannot deal with it for long. So kiddies, remember, when visiting national parks, if it's not yours, don't touch it, or else you may be bringing home more than a pretty rock. This has been another episode of Chuckle's Creepy Curiosities. Ta-ta. I'll see you in your sleep. Ha 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 ha.